Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. So in today's interview, we really had a fun conversation. Maybe not a fun conversation, but a really great conversation with Jess. And we talked about all about hormonal health and like coming off of birth control and the unspoken side effects of being on the pill. And, you know, I shared my story with like, how did I feel taking hormonal birth control and then afterwards. And then, you know, we talked about like nervous system regulation and stuff like that. It was just like such a great conversation. So if this is a topic that you are curious about or a topic that you're already vibing with, you're gonna really love it. And if you don't know Jess, she is a holistic health coach who specializes in women's health with almost 10 years in the industry. And she really helps women transform their lives, starting off as a fitness coach, helping women heal their relationship to food and their body. But her real like hunger to help women on a deeper level led her to further certifying as a pre and postnatal coach and nutrition coach and life coach using NLP techniques and like other holistic health coach practices to create really like a multi-dimensional approach for her coaching and for her clients. So let's dive in. Hello everyone, my name is Kate Decker and I am obsessed with exposing the truth of what happens when we ditch the autopilot, take our power back, and become the creators of our destiny. And I'm here to remind you that no matter who you are, where you come from, or what you've been through, you deserve to live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the Create Your Best Life Radio. Hello, 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 everyone. I am so excited to be back here with you guys. And today I have yet another incredible guest with me. I have Jessica Rieger with me here on the podcast. I would say a fellow European. I still see myself as European, even though I don't live there anymore. Yeah. I'm just so happy to have you here. Hi, hi, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's exciting to be here.
I'm so excited, especially because Jessica was actually recommended by one of my friends as a guest on the podcast. And I just love cultivating these friendships and relationships online across the world and having people that have been recommended on. So Jessica, I know we briefly chatted about like you are big into coming off of a birth control and hormonal health and like helping people with if they are struggling with like, I think it was like PTDD. I don't even know what that is, I'll be honest. or like depression coming off of birth control. So could you just like share where that come from? Why is that your kink?
Yeah. Of course. So basically, I help women come off hormonal birth control and kind of heal and optimize their hormones after hormonal birth control. And I myself went on hormonal birth control like many other women when I was about 15. And when I went on it, no one ever told me the side effect that you would get from or that you could get from hormonal birth control. And I was on the pill probably for about 10 years. And within like the first year of being on the pill, I experienced my first kind of bout of depression. And my mum had depression and her mum had depression. So I thought it was just genetic. But after everything that I've learned now, apparently it's around 79% more likely for women to get depression when you have been on hormonal birth control. And that statistic to me is insane because we do not get told this at the doctors, or very rarely do you get told the side effects. And let's be real, who actually reads those huge pieces of paper that you get with the medication? Maybe you'll read like the first couple of sentences, but you're not going to read all of it. And I ended up coming off hormonal birth control and ended up with a really bad hormonal dysregulation where I was having really bad PMS symptoms. And I also went back into a really bad depression. And I really realized that it was very cyclical. So my depression would really badly come towards the end of my menstrual cycle. So the last 2 weeks of my menstrual cycle in the luteal phase. And this just made me realize like it must be linked to my menstrual cycle. So instead of going on antidepressants, which is what the doctors wanted to suggest to me, I ended up, you know, I was in the holistic, I was in the health industry already. I ended up looking at things like cycle syncing, which massively changed my life. And I realized that all these PMS symptoms that we have, they're very common for women to have, but they are not normal. So things like weight gain, irritable moods, and you know, my PMDD, it or PMDD in general, is a much severe form of PMS. So you can have be having suicidal thoughts. You can literally, I wanted to break up with my boyfriend at the time. Like it was ruining my relationship. Yeah, weight gain, water retention, body super inflamed, joint pain, all of these things that you very often hear that women have. And we just get told, oh, it's just part of being a woman. That's normal. PMS symptoms are normal. They're not normal. They're just really common. And for me, this time in my life was super difficult. Like you go from feeling completely not yourself at all and just thinking, do I really want to live like this? There must be another way. And cycle syncing was my way out of that. I really found how to eat in accordance to my cycle. I really learned how to rest a little bit more, train according to my cycle. And I mean, you don't have to cycle sync forever, but it's basically a way of getting back in tune with your body rather than looking at external factors of birth control or hearing from people, oh, PMS is normal. It's basically looking at or listening to your body again and thinking, okay, what do these symptoms mean? So what do I actually need? Because often the symptoms aren't the illness or the, like, you know, if you have PCOS or really bad painful periods, that's not the actual problem. The problem lies deeper with a root cause that you can then try and work out from the symptoms. So that's it in a nutshell.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I know you guys cannot see me, but I was just nodding my head the entire time. Like, yes. With the side effects of the pill, I was on the pill since I was 15, I think until about 22, 23. I can't remember exactly. And, you know, a lot of times what we're being told is even like, oh, you have acne, just get on the pill. That's going to help you. Like that was the thing for a lot of girls in my high school. Like just get on the pill, you're not going to have acne. And like my side effects are honestly, I just felt like vanilla ice cream boring. My life felt just colorless and boring, and I wouldn't get excited. Like I couldn't even get excited, and I just thought like, oh, this is who I am. Or like I then even had troubles, I had no desire for sex or to be intimate. Like I did it, but not because I wanted to. I had to have like 3 glasses of wine to like convince myself, which that's a story for another day. But it's like, we don't talk about these things. And I love that you are making it such a good point of like, just because something is common doesn't mean that it's normal. And we've come to a habit of just taking everything at, well, the doctors think it's okay to get on a pill. So why should I read the entire long paper with all these side effects? They know, they're the educated ones, and they know, and they are the educated ones, but they don't have our best interest in heart. They just want to fix the problem. We tell them, you're cramping, get on the pill. You are this, get on the pill. Or it's just a very like fix it mindset.
100%. 100%. And I think it is slightly worse in America. The health industry is a sick industry. Like they make money off you being sick. So they're trying to find the next pill to just kind of make it better. And to some doctors' credit, I don't think they have enough time often to ask you about your lifestyle choices. I had a client recently where she went to the doctor and she got diagnosed with endometriosis. And I asked her, what did her doctor say? Did her doctor ask her about stress, her work life, her relationships, her diet, her movement, any of those things? And the doctor didn't ask anything. So you get a diagnosis of whatever it may be, PCOS, PMDD, depression, or I've seen so many women have that P those PMS symptoms, and anxiety is heightened in the last 2 weeks of your period or a menstrual cycle, or depression is heightened. So again, then you're taking birth control, and then maybe you're taking anxiety meds on top of that, and it just becomes a spiral. And those medications also have side effects, right? So I just really want to build awareness around the fact that as a holistic health coach, we can also help you alongside your doctor and help you realize there's so much more that's in your power that you can do lifestyle-wise, where you don't necessarily have to take these medications. And like you said at the beginning, so many women go on the hormonal birth control for acne or for some of these symptoms. And what the hormonal birth control pill does is it basically puts synthetic hormones into your body, but sends signals to your brain to stop sending the natural hormones. So you're basically dampening your hormones. And so when you come off the pill, you may have this acne even worse because your hormones have kind of forgotten how to work properly. So you need to go through a kind of protocol or phase out period so that you know, or even get your body in the right place before you come off those medications so that you can support your body as best possible and that support those hormones as best possible so the acne doesn't come back, so the PMS doesn't come back. And sometimes it's even worse. So it's really important to know that you can do so many things with lifestyle changes. But often we aren't told this, which is a real shame. That's what I'm trying to bring awareness to.
Absolutely. And I just want to put like a little disclaimer in there. Like, we're obviously not telling anyone, like, don't take your medication for anxiety or don't take the pill. Like, you have to decide what's best for you, and you need to consult with your doctor, with a professional, and like get yourself the help that you believe is the best for you. But really, what we're doing here is trying to open your eyes, because for me, it was just so common. And then, like, it was just so normal, so common that I was like, well, of course, I'm going to get on birth control. And at 15, what do I know about life? What do I know about hormonal health? And I couldn't have, and I shouldn't have. It's the people around us. It's the culture that is created of trusting our body or not trusting our body, seeing this as something normal, or is it just common? So I love that you're spreading this message, because I truly believe if we look in the root of the causes of everything, we would be all much healthier.
Yeah, and you're so right. I'm also not against any of these medications. They massively help. What I think is like conventional medicine is very good for like acute issues, and then you can bring in some other traditions like Eastern medicine that do actually look a little bit deeper at root causes. And what I always say is that I'm not against these hormonal birth control or any of these medications. What I'm against is informed consent. So you not having the full picture before you take this, and you not knowing that these are possibly the side effects, you know? And you mentioned before about that it dampened your emotions massively. Like, we don't get told any of this, and we don't get told how to deal with it. But being a woman and be having these fluctuations of your cycle is so natural. And taking these medications can sometimes dampen that so you don't feel the emotions. And we as women and the feminine cyclical nature that we have, it is to feel emotions. Like, men are on their 24-day cycle, women are on a 28-day cycle. That's why we have. Like, it's kind of our wisdom. We have more deeper feelings, more emotions. We have, that sensuality that we bring in, our sexuality, the pride that we should have, that what our womb does, that you're, I mean, you've had a baby as well, that you can create life with your body. And so often these medications disassociate from our, help it make us disassociate from our bodies and our feelings and our emotions so much that it's really hard then when we come off it to kind of find the balance again.
Absolutely. And, you know, I always want to say, like, I feel so grateful and so fortunate that conceiving our daughter was, it happened fast. But I know that it's very touchy subject for so many women, because it's not very common now to get pregnant fast. And most of those times, at least with my friends that we talked about it, it's at the root was always hormones and the imbalance of our hormonal system. Or like even, you know, my mother-in-law, she struggled getting pregnant for the second time. And it's all very connected and linked. And unfortunately, yeah, no one else has that best, like no one else cares more about our own health than we do and then we can. So it's kind of up to us to find the people who know and align with our values. So I'm really curious about, because I always love giving people something tangible. So let's say someone is here like, okay, maybe I want to come off the birth control or the pill, or maybe I already did, but I feel a little all over the place. Like, where do I start? So what can I do now to help myself to feel normal again?
Yeah. So there's a couple of things you can do. I call them like the foundationals. And one of the biggest foundationals is nervous system regulation. Like, it's very common for us as women to live high stress lives. Like, if you have run your own business, or even if you're in corporate or have any type of job, you're working on that 9 to 5. And like I said, we're not actually made for this 9 to 5. We're made for this 28-day cyclical living. So it's really good to try and kind of cycle sync your life to that. But outside of that, regulating your nervous system is one of the most important things you can do. And it's kind of difficult these days because we have our emails, we have our jobs, we have our family we need to care for, our relationships, all of these things going on. And our life is 10 times, 20 times faster than it ever used to be. So our nervous system can often be stuck in this state of fight or flight. And what happens then is our cortisol levels rise, and cortisol actually steals progesterone. So we end up being an estrogen dominant, which is when inflammation happens, infertility issues, like you mentioned. And then we do get more PMS symptoms. So all around, nervous system regulation is really, really important. So how do you regulate your nervous system? You can do things like meditation, journaling, going out for walks in nature is really important. Spending time with other women and communities of women, talking, just kind of sharing that energy, good energy, obviously not gossiping and things like that, but just sharing good energy in communities. And above all, allowing yourself to feel emotions. If your emotions, if you struggle to access your emotions, which as women we often do, because we get told as children to be the good girl, be seen and not heard, we often swallow a lot of our emotions, like anger, frustration, sadness. And what happens is these things are not just a mental thing, that actually gets stored in the body. Unprocessed emotion and trauma gets stored in the body and actually comes up as stress in the body too. So these things have to be worked through. You can work through with a therapist. I often say to start, it's really beneficial to work through it with a therapist if you do feel like you can't deal with your emotions quite fully. But otherwise, just like introspective things, like you could do breath work. I'm also a transformational breath work coach, and breath work journeys, or even just taking 5, 10, 15 minutes in the day to reset your nervous system through breath work is really powerful. And it's completely linked to the nervous system. So you're automatically regulating the nervous system. So that's where I would start. And then obviously there's so many other things like digestive health, making sure you're eating whole foods, walking and doing movement, especially strength training, training your muscles. They're an endocrine tissue, so they really affect hormones. But yeah, they're kind of the foundationals where I would start.
I love that so much. And I also love that I wrote here a note, like I'm sure a lot of women listening are saying to themselves, I don't have the time to journal, to meditate, to go on walks. But I love that you said, process your emotions. And if we don't have time to process our emotions, then like, what's the point of anything, right? And I agree, women are especially, we're not allowed to be angry, because then we're instantly labeled as crazy or like what a witch and stuff like that. And it's just so shocking, because I feel like men are not allowed to be like sad and women are not allowed to be angry, but actually we feel the full range of those emotions, and any suppressing is never, never helpful. So What would you say is like the number one thing that you do with women who come to you and they really want to shift this and change this?
It's really, well, the anger, or just in general, heal your emotion, heal your hormones.
Heal your hormones in general, I would say.
Yeah. It's really hard to just say off the bat, because obviously there's lots of different types of hormonal dysregulations, and every woman is bio individual. But the coaching that I have learned is that we are very multi-dimensional beings. We're not just the physical, we're not just the spirit, the mental, we're also spiritual, we're also energetical, we're emotional. So it's really important to look at all aspects of that in your life and just be open and willing to change. You cannot heal in the same environment that you got sick in, and your sickness didn't happen overnight. So it's an accumulation of things that have happened time and time again, over and over again, that have led to this inflammation in your body, or this this balance in your body. And so it's really important to like look at your life and look at your lifestyle in every area of your life and see, okay, where is this imbalance coming from? So that I think that's where I tend to start with clients, is looking at their life as a whole and then kind of honing in on, okay, where can we try little baby steps to change? And that's really important as well. We don't want to change everything all at once, because that's really overwhelming and that can stress the nervous system too. It's really about taking small incremental steps to a healthier, more holistic lifestyle.
I just love that your answer to this was, well, I can't really say because we are all different,
Yeah.
essentially. And like that is the perfect message that I want every single woman to hear. And that's what we're not getting. We're not getting the treatment as if we are all different and individual when we go to the doctors, when we go to the mainstream medicine. And that's the one that we really need. We do all have similarities. We have cycles. We have hormones and they work in a similar basis, but where we are at, that is different for every single one of us. And I feel like it's just, I don't know, for me, when I really truly realize that, of like, oh, I can Google what's wrong with
Yeah.
me or what's going on, but I'm gonna get the general answer that very likely does not apply to me or might apply to me just a little bit. And this is why it's so important to work with someone who will look at the holistic approach. I mean, even when I was pregnant, I mean, I don't know if all the women have it the same, but I was very nervous about everything because we are also taught in pregnancy essentially to not trust our body, that our body knows what to do. And having seen friends going through stillbirth or miscarriages, like it was just hard. So I would be Googling everything, like, is this normal? Is this okay? Is this normal? Is this okay? Can I do this? Can I not do that? And it was so stressful in the first trimester until I said, no, I have to trust myself. I am individual. I am different than other women because I am me. And even though this isn't pregnancy, I mean, it's all connected, right? And it was just the most
100%.
empowering message of like, I am me. I cannot just generalize myself into a Google search or even talking to a doctor who will tell me, well, this is normally what happens, blah, blah, blah. So I love that
Yeah.
answer.
100%. And if, I mean, if your budget allows, I definitely think if you're ever looking to heal your hormones, or you're going into pregnancy, and you can work with a holistic health coach that does take into account all of these, like, that you are a multidimensional being, you're a bio individual, it would be very beneficial. Someone who actually cares, who has the time to care, it's very important. And it can be hugely, yeah, I mean, you're not just doing it for yourself, We didn't get taught this stuff at school. This is why I'm so on a mission to help women learn all of this about their bodies, because we didn't get taught this at school. So you're not just learning this for yourself, you're learning it for your daughter, for your daughter's daughter. And you're breaking the cycle of this being a taboo being talked about. How much do men flaunt their bodies about and just feel like they're God's gift often? No, nothing against men, but they have this born confidence. We live in a patriarchy, and women often are made to feel small. Oh, don't worry, I'm fine. When actually you're not. And so it's really important that we learn about our bodies so that we can empower ourselves again and empower our daughters. It's not even just our daughters, even up the chain to help our mothers, to help our aunties, you know? So yeah, it's super important.
Yes, I 100% agree. And I think like the the wildest thought that I had was like, you know, there was a point in my life when like a part of me was inside of my grandmother, like these like the eggs and all of that stuff. I'm like, whoa, I'm really truly not doing this just for me. I'm doing this for my daughter and I'm doing this for her kids if she chooses to have some. So I love that domino effect and we can domino in a positive direction.
Yeah, love it too. That's a crazy thought, isn't it? That we've been like, we were already inside the ovaries of the grandmother. But yeah, I think that's empowering.
So I think you gave us like so many golden nuggets of kind of where to start and what to do and what to look out for. Is there something else that we didn't really touch on that you feel really compelled to share?
The only thing that I could add to that is obviously digestion is super important. We live, I think I saw a statistic recently of in the UK anyway, 60% of adults are eating so much processed food, majority processed food, and 80% of teenagers are eating the majority processed foods. And we got to get back to a whole food diet. The digestion is literally where the majority of illnesses start. So if you can knuckle down on your digestion, if you can eat whole foods, if you can find your health in nutrition, that will always be number one, honestly.
I love that. And okay, so the question that I've been saying a lot for people to think about, it came up again. I know I always like when I'm interviewing someone, I can hear the objections of the potential objections of some people of like, well, but whole foods, that's so expensive and it's so much more expensive than processed food. And it's a shame, obviously, like the US is terrible. It's terrible. I mean, where I live right now, we're stationed here because of my husband. Most of the food around us is fast food. If we want to do any sort of takeout, which is just, shocking. And like it's processed food is just cheaper. But one of the questions that I always love to ask myself whenever I feel like, oh, I'm spending so much money on groceries and we really buy like a lot of just fruit and vegetables and like meat and organic as much as possible. And I feel so grateful. But the question that I always ask myself, what is it costing me or what would it be costing me if I don't do this? Right? It's easy to look at the cost of like, well, whole foods are expensive, but not having our health, how expensive is that? What is that costing us?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think obviously the US is a little bit, well, first of all, with the prices, it's a little bit more difficult over there. My fiance is half American and his family live in America too. And when I've been over there, I've been absolutely shocked at the prices for just normal natural whole foods. Like, it's insane to me. But the cost of it, like physically, if you want to think of your body like a bucket, and every day you're putting in these processed foods, and your body has to like eliminate these toxins, right? There's pesticides, there's chemicals, there's you know, the artificial sweeteners, the masses of sugar they put in everything. And in small ratios, they're okay. But if you're not, if you're putting it into your body so much that your body gets so overwhelmed and cannot function properly, like your liver is your main detoxification process area. If your liver is so overworked from alcohol, processed foods, toxins, medication, birth control, it's going to stop eliminating toxins efficiently. So what happens is your body builds up these toxins, which massively impact your hormones. So at the end of the day, it hugely has an effect on you. I completely get that cost is obviously an issue for many people or having a budget, but there's so many ways around it. Like, buy in bulk, go to Costco, buy in bulk, batch cook things, make huge portions. portion of things, and then it's actually cheaper. Obviously, that takes a lot of planning and a little bit of money up front. But if you can batch cook and buy in bulk, it will be so much cheaper, and your health will definitely thank you for it.
Yes. And I love that you literally answered that question. And I mean, for me, looking back a few years back, I had a lot of issues as far as my digestion goes. I would feel nauseous constantly. Then I wouldn't have any energy. I had issues with my thyroid. Then I obviously had issues with like sex drive and all that stuff. And like, when I look at all of that, that's just a completely different life than I'm living right now. And even just seeing those results, it's just like, yeah, duh, I'm gonna go with this. But one of the things that you mentioned throughout the podcast is baby steps. Start with baby steps. And I think this is sometimes what we also dismiss, that yeah, maybe you might not be able to go and buy everything, like all of your meals, all of that stuff, be whole foods. But what if you start with just adding one thing, substituting one thing, and you can just start step by step? And I know that a lot of times that feels demotivating because it's slow, but it's better slow and steady, not at all.
100%, definitely. And that's so we often, especially talking about toxins and it's all in our food, we can often kind of get fear around everything, and it kind of, we get overwhelmed again. And so it's definitely important to take baby steps. I'm not asking you to chuck all of your processed food that you have in your cupboards out. I'm just like, you can pick maybe a healthier bread next time that you go out. Maybe you can pick an organic milk next time instead of picking the one you normally choose. You don't have to throw out all your candles, finish to use them, and then try and pick a different one, you know, or the soaps that you use. So it's not about changing everything in your lifestyle. It's really important that you take it step by step, because your nervous system will otherwise also feel like, oh my God, what is going on? You'll go into stress mode, and the stress will cause you more issues than probably the toxins would, because you've been having them for years now. And okay, maybe you're feeling some symptoms, but it's not going to be the end of the world if you don't change it immediately, right? So just trying to see, okay, just being aware of it. And I actually have a really cool app, and I think it's over in the US now. It's called a Yuka app, Y-U-K-A. And basically you can go into the shop and you just scan the barcode, and it will tell you how healthy that product is. And then you can just try and find healthier alternatives. It also gives you alternatives that you can find that are better for you. So just step by step, trying to replace or trying to sort out what you already have at home, that's fine.
I love that. And I'm going to look up that app. And if I find it, you guys, I'll put it in the show notes. Thank you so much, Jessica, for being here and for sharing all of your wisdom. This has been so incredible. And I know that people are obsessed with you and they want to know more and they want to learn from you more. Where is your favorite place to hang out on the internet?
Yeah, thank you too. It's been so much fun. So you can normally find me on Instagram at Soul Shape Fitness, that's it. And I also have like a hormone freebie checklist that I can also give you as a freebie for your listeners as well, if you want to put that in the show notes too. So yeah.
Yes, we will definitely put all of that in the show notes. And then now the final question that I ask every guest that comes on is, what does a dream life look like to you?
Yes, I love this question. It just lights me up because I can just see it now. I would be on a beach, the sun would be shining, I'd be with my fiance, in the future maybe with some kids, and just, you know, waking up, going to the gym, sunning myself, going into the ocean, being in nature. Oh, that would be the dream life for me. Helping as many women with my programs and still health coaching. I don't think I'd ever give up work. I love my work. So that would somehow be in there as well, but somewhere on the beach in the sunshine.
I freaking love that. You should come visit. I live in the sunshine now in Florida.
Oh yeah. So you're close to Taylor, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, lovely.
Yes. Thank you so much for being here and for sharing everything. I just so appreciate you and the work that you do in the world. It's so needed.
Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure. It's been such a good chat.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and this interview. Definitely let me know. Send me a DM at XOKDecker, or you can also send a DM to Jess on her Instagram. All of the links are in the show notes. And make sure to come back on Monday. On Monday, I'm bringing up a really spicy topic on compromising in relationships and how you actually don't have to compromise in relationships. And I know that this must stir some waters, but I promise you, you're gonna actually walk away from that podcast super freaking empowered in your relationship. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved it, please let me know by leaving a short review here on the podcast app and take a screenshot of the episode and tag me on your Instagram stories at XOKDecker so that I can keep your favorite topics coming. And until next time, let's create your best life.